From NHPR, this is Word of Mouth. I'm Virginia Prescott, and we're listening to the song All in the Family by Loudon Wainwright III.
Just give them all a hug and a kiss at the wake, the wedding, birthday, bris, at the function, let dysfunction rule. No shallow end in the family pool. We gather for the holiday and pray for a quick, safe getaway.
No one so close, nothing so real, and the smallest thing is the biggest deal.
This song is off of Wainwright's 2012 album Older Than My Old Man Now, and features appearances by all the adult members of the extremely talented and musical Wainwright family. The album has a feel of a meditation on mortality and a retrospective on a life that's had its ups and downs, but ultimately worked out for the best. Loudon Wainwright is at the Flying Monkey in Plymouth, New Hampshire, on Friday, April 11th, but we got a chance to speak with him first last week. Loudon Wainwright, what a pleasure to have you on Word of Mouth.
Nice to be anywhere at this point.
The name of your record, I guess, says it all. Older Than My Old Man Now. Tell us a little bit about your old man, Loudon Wainwright Jr., who people of a certain vintage may already know as a columnist and a writer for Life magazine.
That's right. He wrote a column called The View From Here, which was in the magazine throughout the 1960s, 70s, and 80s. And he was a wonderful writer. Wrote about all different kinds of things. He died at a relatively early age, the age of 63. So when I passed that landmark myself, when I became 64 a few years back, I was struck by that event and wrote a song called Older Than My Old Man Now, and that became the title track of my last album.
Well, let's hear a little bit from the song Older Than My Own Man Now. In a couple of sections, you read prose your father wrote for Life magazine. Let's hear a bit.
If I remain still, if I am alone and silent long enough to hear the sound of my own blood or breathing or digestion above the rustling of leaves or the whir of the refrigerator, my father is likely to turn up. He just arrives unbidden in the long-running film of my thoughts. He doesn't stay long, and as far as I can tell, his visits have no message. Yet even though years of therapy have led me to make the dark whistling claim that he's finally dead and gone, my father, who died when I was 17, continues to be my principal ghost, a lifelong eminence grise, and only my own end will finish it.
My father continues to be my principal ghost. Those are your father's words. Was that true for you? Did his early death loom large for you?
Well, I think not as much as when Loudon the First passed on. My father was only 17 when his father died, mm-hmm. So he hadn't worked out any of the stuff with his old man. I was in my 40s when my father died, so we had fought and battled and reconciled, and he wasn't as much of a ghost for me, but he is an important presence still. I've when I made Older Than My Old Man Now, I did this thing where I included some of my dad's writing. Now in my show, I include a lot more of my father's writing. In fact, I do a couple of entire full-length columns of his in the show. So people up in New Hampshire are going to get to see two Loudons for the price of one.
Older Than My Own Old Man Now is such a great title, and you may be older, but it doesn't seem like you're slowing down much at all, even if you have written a song about a hip replacement. It's kind of casting the die, though, when you're talking about aging. I mean, it seems to me like there's a little bit of surrender. You're not even going to try to appeal to anybody in a younger cohort. Is that true?
Well, I have my demographic, of course, mm-hmm. And they're interested. This aging stuff is happening to them. It's a topic that interests me because it's going on. I mean, although I've somewhat moved away from it, I've just finished another record, which is going to be out in a couple of months. The title track of that is Haven't Got the Blues, and then in parentheses, Yet. So I've moved away from death and decay, and I'm tackling depression. So it's another D word, but you know, I can't really think about whether younger people or older people or, you know, who's going to get it or who's going to buy it or who's going to like it. I have to basically just keep working and at what interests me and what I'm obsessed with and thinking about and annoyed about and excited about.
Well, let's hear just a slice from your life, because there is a song called The Here and Now that's has your life pretty much compressed into 3.5 minutes. Let's hear that.
In the 70s, I made it big. Skunk time, fame and wealth you did. I took a wife. We had some kids. Screwed that up and went on a skid. In the 80s, I started me a brand new life. And
that's from The Here and Now. It is just one of the tracks off of the record Older Than My Old Man Now by Loudon Wainwright III. He does have a new record coming out in just a couple of months. But this album, Older Than My Old Man Now, will be a big part of his show that's coming to the Flying Monkey in Plymouth, New Hampshire on Friday the 11th. Loudon Wainwright, when you were younger, did you imagine, where did you imagine your life would be at this point?
Well, you know, when I was much younger, I had this romantic idea that I'd be dead at the age of 25. But of course, that didn't happen. It's been a wild and crazy ride. I don't know what's happened or where I am or what's going on or who I'm talking to even. But
my name is Virginia.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I think nobody knows what's going to happen to them. Plenty of stuff has happened, but nothing terribly out of the ordinary. I mean, I've written about all the big events, my parents and my kids and my wives and ex-wives and my dog and all the key players, and, of course, myself.
Your favorite protagonist, I think you say, in
right,
one of the songs.
Right. So I imagine I'll keep doing all of that until I can't go on.
Now, I want to go back to this idea. You were just talking about your family. You write in the liner notes for this record that Over the Hill is the only song that you ever wrote with your first wife, Kate McGarrigle. Now, she sadly died 4 years ago. So you must have written that song, what, some time ago?
Yeah, I mean, it's ironic. I mean, it fit perfectly into the theme of the album. As we mentioned, it's kind of a death and decay record, so a song about Over the Hill would fit. But I wrote the song, or we wrote the song, when we were probably about all of 27 years old.
That's fascinating to me, because you have a sense of it already. Or did you think you were over the hill because you'd lived past 25?
Hey, that's an interesting idea. Maybe that was it. I've always been obsessed with aging and things like that. The very first line on my first song on my first album is in Delaware when I was younger. So it's always been it's been a kind of constant theme.
Well, Kate McGarrigle, of course, half of the McGarrigle Sisters folk duo. You later married Sezzy Roach of the Roaches, and three of your children are singers and songwriters. And yeah, we can imagine that music was all around and that was a choice they'd make. But did you ever discourage them from this life? It's a hard life for a lot of people, isn't it?
Yes, but it's life is difficult. I mean, it's a great job going out and playing music for people and writing music. It's a mysterious, wonderful thing. And I was very happy that three out of my four kids became musicians. And, of course, the good news is that they're all good. I mean, obviously, people have heard of Rufus and maybe Martha. And my daughter, Lucy Wainwright Roach, my daughter with Suzy, is a great singer-songwriter who's actually out on the road now with Rufus in Europe touring. But I imagine how I would have felt if they'd been bad. So I'm very pleased they've followed in the footsteps. And the moms, of course, in the case of those three kids, were musicians themselves.
Uh-huh. Well, I wonder what it would have been, if one of your kids had said, Dad, I really want to be an accountant.
Well, my youngest daughter, who's 20, is studying religion in college. So, geez, I don't know. But she knows a couple of guitar chords, so watch out.
Loudon Wainwright, thank you so much for joining us.
It was a pleasure.
Loudon Wainwright III is going to be playing at the Flying Monkey in Plymouth, New Hampshire on Friday, April 11th. There's much more information on his music and on the show at wordofmouthradio.org.
Once you were a young man, now you are old, you're over the hill. You can't cross the palm of time's hand, silver and gold, to make him stand still. Who could have possibly thought it would go so fast? But it certainly did. Now you find yourself caught.